الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the reality of human being in the Quran. What is human being? Human being is creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human being is creation of Allah azza wa jalla, but different from others. That human being has the ability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha. This is the nature upon which Allah has created people. Any human being has something called fitra. What is fitra? Fitra is the inbuilt ability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the ulama, they say that if you leave a person alone, if a person does not have external influence, then a person will believe in God. Because this is in his nature. Allah Azza wa Jal created a human being as such. فِطْرَةُ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. There is no change in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no change in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every human being is born upon fitrah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. Then his parents make him Yahudi, make him Nasrani, make him Majusi. But he was not born as Yahudi or as Nasrani or as Majusi. Every child is born upon clean and pure fitrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Hazrat Shaulullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that fitra is that isti'adad which a person has to accept the truth, accept the haqq. Every person, every human being has the inner ability to accept the truth, accept the haqq. If he does not have the external influence. So Quran discovers and Quran uncovers the human being. Who is human being? And what is human being? Human being might look good and also might look bad. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created people in the best form. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Indeed, we have created the human being in the best form. So you see the best of the human being. You think of goodness and you will find that in the human being. Think of kindness, think of sincerity, think of generosity, think of sacrificing your own comfort for the sake of other people's comfort. Sacrificing one's desire for the sake of other people's benefits. Sacrificing one's own benefits for benefiting other people. When the human being is in the best form, you will see the human being in that manner. And people have seen, the world has seen. The world has seen the best of the people. The world has seen Anbiya alayhi wa salam, who sacrificed all of their comfort for the benefit of other people, who sacrifice all of their benefits in order to benefit people. Anbiya alayhi salam and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his example is very high. But the world has seen Sahaba radiallahu anhu as well, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are not prophets, who are not messengers of God, who are human beings like anybody else. But because they had the advantage of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they became the best people. So you see the best of the humanity in the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You think of fairness, think of justice, think of kindness, think of selflessness, no selfishness whatsoever. You will see that in the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu anhu, Khalifa, head of the state, ruling a big chunk of the world. He is eating what the poor people would eat, in fact less. And he would dress what the poorest people in his kingdom would dress, in fact less. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he conquered Jerusalem, when he went to get the keys of Jerusalem, the world has never seen justice like that. And the world has never seen equality like that. Umar radiallahu anhu and his servant, they are sharing one ride. One ride. So for some time he will ride and his servant will walk. And for some time, the servant will ride and he will walk. Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, he doesn't mind walking. He doesn't mind being an ordinary person. Okay, no problem. You know, when you are at home, when you are not in the public eye, it's okay to be simple. But in front of the people, you should show your strength and you should show your status. They're about to reach Jerusalem and the people are saying that all the elite of Jerusalem, they have come to welcome you because they want to give the keys to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. All the elite, religious elite and political elite, all the powerful people. And it will be very awkward if they see Khalifa walking and the servant and the ride. Very awkward. What kind of a king, what kind of a hakim, what kind of a ruler he is? He doesn't have any status. He's like any ordinary person. Umar radiallahu anhu insisted, no, I will still walk because now it is my turn to walk and it is his turn to ride. Let the people think what they think. And let the people judge how they want to judge. But we will do the right thing. Our servants are not inferior than us. And we are not better than our servants. Okay. He was wearing clothes which were very old. In fact, which were torn apart. And which had patches. You know, if you have old and worn out garments and you want to wear them again, you have to stitch here and there. And if you have big holes, stitching is not enough. You have to have a patch. And the patch will be very apparent. The patch will be very apparent that this person, he doesn't have the money to buy new clothes. This person, he does not have the money to buy new clothes. That's why he's wearing the same old clothes, and in fact, they are so old that he's having patches, multiple patches, many patches. So people suggested to Umar radiallahu anhu that at least you should change the garments At least you should change the dress, because all the people of Jerusalem, they are out to welcome you. The people who are powerful and the people who are noble, nobles of the city. All this fake noble and fake eliteness has no value in the eyes of Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu disregarded these fake nobles and fake elites. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that we are people, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. We don't have honor because of the clothes we wear. Allah gave us honor because of Islam. So Umar radiallahu anhu refused to change the clothes. And the people surrendered the city and gave the keys to Umar radiallahu anhu. When there was drought and people did not have money to buy meat, Umar radiallahu anhu, he refused to eat meat. I will not eat meat until the common people are able to eat meat. Although he is Khalifa, he has all the resources under his command, all the resources under his control. He can do anything and nobody will question him. And he can do with legitimacy to some extent, because you can have a big salary. If you have a big responsibility, you can also have a big salary and nobody can question you. But Umar radiallahu anhu, he had the tarbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the tarbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam produced the best of the humanity. So in the Quran, Allah azza wa jalla mentions the reality of human being. That in human being, you can see the best. You can see the goodness. You can see the fairness. You can see the justice. You can see everything. But human being has also other side. Human being has also ugly side. Human being has very dark side. Human being has wild and evil side. Human being can become so evil, even shaitan will be shy. Human being can become so dangerous that he will become more dangerous than animals who are wild. In fact, animals, they do not bring any harm. That which human being can bring to each other. You will see sometimes animals fighting for each other. But you will not see animals getting together and going to another place and fighting the animals over there. But human being can cause a lot of destruction. Human being can become what Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. He can become the lowest of the low. Human being can become so low that he cannot look at himself in the mirror. Human being can become so low that he cannot describe himself as a human being. Allah Azza wa Jalla honored human being. Allah honored human being because of this goodness which he has. And Allah has tested human being with the abilities to turn him into a dragon. Now these wild desires, these evil desires which a human being has, if he can control himself and if he can control these evil desires and let the good prevail in himself, he can become the best. He can become the better than angels. Human being can become better than angels. Angels can serve him. So where is the catch? What is it that determines the humanity? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala inna fil jasad mudghatan idha saluhat saluha al jasad kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasad kulluhu ala wa hiya al qalb," aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the human being there is a piece of flesh. Piece of flesh yani heart. If the heart becomes good, the entire body becomes good. And if the heart is corrupted, the entire body is corrupted. What is the difference between the efforts of Anbiya alayhi salam and the efforts of the people of the world? the effort of the people of the world is to have personal gains. I want this, I want this, I want this. This land is mine, this property is mine. This benefit should be mine, this advantage should be mine. I should grab this, I should grab this, I should have this, I should have this. In fact, I should have everything. Nobody should have anything. This is the effort of the people of the world, people of dunya. When people have this desire, you will have conflicts. No, never ending conflicts. You will never have peace. Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they bring peace. Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they make effort on the heart. That have this heart love with love of Allah Azza wa Jal, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more you have love of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you have love for the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The more you have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you have concern for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslims are ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and non-Muslims, they are also ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more you have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you have concern for the human being. When the heart is clean and clear, then the heart will have sincerity. The heart will have kindness. You will see the examples in the human being, which are shocking. How people can become like this? How you can have people sacrificing their entire life to benefit other people? How people can sacrifice their wealth, their time, their energy, everything, not for themselves, but for others. The da'wah of Anbiya alayhimus salam and the effort of Anbiya alayhimus salam is what makes human being human being. If you free human being from the message of the prophets, he's not human being. Yes, he's a living being, walking, talking, eating, drinking, producing children, that's it. What makes a human being is the message and the tarbiyah and the ta'aleem of Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُوا الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding, and may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and protect all the people. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.